Hi, Tim Blanchup here with Divorce661.com. In this episode, we're talking about things not to forget when doing your child support order. One thing we see folks commonly forget to address is who is going to take the minor child for purposes of the tax dependency credit for taxes. And let's also discuss how are you going to decide who does that. So if you have a joint legal, joint physical custody plan, it would make sense that the party that you guys do something like this. You could alternate the child each tax year. So you'd want to say, you know, mother to have the minor child every even year and father to have every odd year for purposes of the tax credit. The reason you want to address this early on is people forget to address it. It's part of our normal judgment discussion when we're putting together a settlement agreement for folks. People usually say, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. And the reason we want to discuss it, obviously, is if you're mid-year and not during tax time, it's not an issue or not something that generally people will discuss. But I usually get 10 or 20 calls towards the end of the year or in the beginning of the new year for folks who maybe did their own divorce or did it through someone else and it wasn't addressed and they're wondering, you know, now how do they make that decision? So it's best to discuss things in advance. Again, if there's one child, you guys can alternate. If one spouse has, let's say, the majority of timeshare, then maybe it's more fair that that spouse gets the tax deduction all years. And then if there's multiple children, let's say there's two children, you could each claim one, and you'd want to indicate which child that you are claiming. So each claim one minor child calendar year. And if there's a discrepancy or a disparity in age, a big disparity, let's say one child is 12 and one child is 3, if you're claiming the older child, obviously that the amount of years you can claim the minor child will be for a much shorter period of time. So in those cases, what you would want to do is say, you know, parties will take each minor child for each tax year. And then when the oldest child ages out, which means turns 18 and graduates, you know, is no longer a tax, you know, tax deductible. When the child ages out, that you will then alternate years on the remaining minor child. So there's different options. You'll want to make that clear for tax time. You definitely don't want each of you claiming the same child for taxes. You'll get flagged. You'll get audited, and nobody wants that. So make sure you're on the same page. This is an important issue to discuss when coming up with child support. Even if you're not going to have child support as part of your divorce, you definitely want to address who's going to claim the minor children and how for purposes of your divorce. Tim Blanchup, Divorce661.com. I hope you're having a great day. We'll talk to you soon.